And so, Akiva Greenswag finally went home. For real! The old antique clock in the office was ticking away. The hours were flying by. It was now time for the workers to leave.
Excuse me, Boss Junior. Mr. Rubenstein, it's a little after 5. May I leave?
Sure, Henry. You may leave. Just remember to punch in your time card before you go.
Okey-dokey. Have a good night, Boss Junior.
Yoo-hoo! Mr. Rubenstein!
It's Rubenstein, Arlene. It's pronounced Rubenstein.
Right! Whatever you say! Boss Junior, may I go too?
Of course, Arlene. Just punch in your time card before you go.
Thank you, and have a good night.
And before you knew it, everyone left. That is, except for Mendy Rubenstein. It took Mendy about another hour after everyone left to finish processing the inventory.
Ah, Baruch Hashem, I'm finished. Now I'll just lock this all up in the safe. There. Now I'll just go on and I'll close out all the lights. Now that I got that done. Let's see now. Time to lock up the door. And last but not least, the alarm. There we go. Everything is all set. Now I'll just head on down to the elevator.
Mendy exited the elevator into the lobby on the main floor. Tommy, the security guard, was still there.
Gosh, golly me, Mr. Rubenstein, you're still here? What are you doing here so late, huh?
Oh, good evening, Tommy. I just happened to have a few things left that I had to take care of. Now that I'm finished, I'm heading home. Have a good night, Tommy. Keep up the great work you do. In my opinion, you are definitely one of the best security guards in the whole Diamond District.
Why, thank you. Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Rubenstein.
So, good old Mendy Rubenstein...
Are you all right? Are you okay, Rabbi Herbs? I mean, why are you suddenly coughing?
Oh, it's nothing, Yossi. While telling the story, I looked at your nose and I started coughing.
Really? Are you serious?
Of course not. I'm just kidding, Yossi. I just needed a moment to clear my throat, that's all.
Wow. Baruch Hashem, you're okay. Could you please continue with the story? It's starting to become very exciting.
Aha! So that's why you're so quiet. Well, if you think the story is now starting to become exciting, wait until you hear the rest.
I don't want to wait. I want to hear the rest right now.
Okie dokie. Just calm down and I will continue. Now, where was I up to?
You were up to where Mendy just finished saying goodnight to Tommy, you know, the security guard from the main lobby.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you, Yossi. Okay, so now let me continue. So sure enough, Mendy left the building, headed straight for the train station, boarded the train. It started to go through the tunnel. When all of a sudden, it hit him like a ton of bricks.
What? What hit him like a ton of bricks? What was it? Did Mendy see who threw it?
Oh, Yossi. No one threw anything at Mendy. It's just an expression. It means that Mendy suddenly realized he had forgotten something.
What did he forget?
Yossi, could you please go back to being quiet so I can do my part? You gave your word that you would remain quiet while we record this story, remember?
Whoops, sorry about that. Mendy, you're right. Go ahead. I'll be so quiet that you won't even notice me. Just be careful not to trip over me, okay? Go ahead.
Great, thank you, Yussie. Now, let me just get back into full character. Ay-vey, I just realized that I forgot to take with me the ring catalog that I kind of promised to do for Ellie Greenberg. Oh, well. I'll just get off on the next stop and take the train back to the office and get that catalog. I don't want to disappoint him.
And that's exactly what Mendy did when he arrived back at the building that houses Greenswigs Diamond and Jewelry Incorporated.
Gosh, golly me, jumping caterpillars without wings. Mr. Rubenstein, what you doing back here? Didn't I just see you leave before, like about a half hour ago?
Yes, you did, Tommy. It's not your imagination playing tricks on you. Let me explain. My neighbor's son got engaged today, and I sort of promised him that I would bring home with me our company's ring catalog to make it easier for him to select a ring for the bride-to-be. While I was on the train, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It seems to be that I...
Who hit you with a ton of bricks? Did you get a good look at the guy? I mean, did you call the police?
Tommy, have you been hanging around with Yussie lately?
Yussie? Who's Yussie? Oh, wait, I know who you mean. He's that cute little cutie pie kid that Rabbi Herbst brought in to watch us perform. Why do you ask?
Oh, never mind. Listen, I won't be long. I'm just going to run up to the office to fetch the catalog, and then I will be out of here before you know it.
Okay, but why do you need to run, Mr. Rubenstein? Why don't you just use the elevator? It's a lot faster than running up all those steps to the 15th floor.
Are you sure you really don't know Yussie?
Mendy went up to his office on the 15th floor, using the elevator, of course, pressed in all the proper codes to disconnect the alarm system, unlocked the door, turned on the lights, went straight to his office, picked up the catalog, and placed it in his pocket, closed all the lights, locked the doors, and reset the alarm. Then Mendy headed straight back to the elevator and...
Wow, that was pretty quick, Mr. Rubenstein.
I told you it wouldn't take long. All right, I'll be seeing you tomorrow morning, Tommy. Have a great night.
You too, Mr. Rubenstein.